Epilogue. Landing area, Jabba's palace, Tatooine. Rex waited in the hatch of the Lat/I gunship while Kenobi and Yoda sat inside talking. He didn't listen to the Jedi Master's conversation, which was barely a few words anyway. He was waiting for his general. Skywalker and Ahsoka appeared severed in half at first, caught in a mirage of hot air that shimmered over the sand. As they drew closer, they resolved into solid shapes, with the astromech droid rumbling ahead of them. Rex jumped down to meet them halfway. Skywalker held out his hand, and Rex shook it. "I'm glad to see you, Captain."
"Me too, sir."
"I'm sorry I didn't return."
"No problem, sir. It gave General Kenobi something to do anyway. You know how bored he gets."
Skywalker laughed. He looked a mess, and he reeked of Hutt. "Bad news for me, though?"
"Five men."
Ahsoka looked up.
"Five dead?"
"Five alive, plus me."
"Oh,"
she said in a surprisingly small voice.
"Oh my. The men I was talking to in the hangar?"
"Yes, little un. Them too."
"Give me a report," Skywalker said quietly. "Not the usual official record. I want to hear it all. Names. I want to hear how six of you held a droid army at bay, Rex."
Boring stuff."
Rex turned to the gunship, almost unable to bear the thought because they'd have to get up tomorrow and do it all again.
"It's not that important, is it?"
"It is to me," Skywalker said.
"And me,"
said Ahsoka. Rex nodded. It made all the difference.
This is Jeff Gerner. We hope you've enjoyed this production of Star Wars, The Clone Wars, by Karen Travis. This program was produced and directed by Kevin Thompson. Executive producer, Dan Zitt. Star Wars, The Clone Wars is a production of Lucasfilm Limited. Copyright 2008. All rights reserved, used under authorization. Music composed by John Williams. Music published by Warner Tamerlane Publishing Corporation and Bantha Music. Music Master Production Copyright 2007, Lucasfilm Limited. This has been a Random House audio presentation. All rights reserved.